Saying the quiet part out loud, this is the Daniel Natal Show. One of the paradigmatic liberal hippie causes in the 1970s was Save the Whales. What these environmentalists don't tell you is that for centuries, artificial lighting was driven by whaling in the North Atlantic. The classic novel, Moby Dick, was about a whaling vessel that was out hunting for spermaceti to power 19th century lanterns. Because of the growing thirst for illumination at nighttime, the whale population was diminishing. Then a miracle happened. The discovery of petroleum in an oil field in Pennsylvania. After that, kerosene would be synthesized from the petroleum, and all those whales could be saved when people stopped using spermaceti in their lamps and used kerosene instead. Entire species, which were on the brink of extinction, could recover. Natural petroleum products like coal drove what would become known as the Industrial Revolution, as England, which didn't have extensive forests, exploited a neglected resource that it did have, coal. Instead of cutting down trees, they could mine coal and use it to fuel machines and power locomotives. Watch Jordan Peterson discuss the difficulties of modern environmentalism here.
You know, one of the reasons there's more trees in the Northern Hemisphere than there were 100 years ago. No one knows that, but it's true, and by a substantial margin. You know why, in part? Because people burned coal instead of wood. It's like everyone says, well, we shouldn't burn coal. It's like, okay, fair enough. What do you want to do, burn trees instead? Because that's what poor people would have done. It's like, coal isn't good. Well, it's better than burning wood. So these things are complicated. So they're unbelievably complicated.
Peterson was expressing frustration with the back-and-forth contradictions of modern leftist directives, which contradict leftist directives from just a generation before. To recap, petroleum got rid of whaling, yet now, petroleum is being demonized as anti-ecological. But how about the whaling that it displaced? Likewise, they shifted in a bipolar fashion, telling us that too many paper products were killing trees. Switching to plastic, we were told, was better for trees, hence better for the planet. But now we're told to go back to paper and to avoid plastic, so I guess those trees are now back on the chopping block. And by the way, what exactly is plastic, and why is it so bad? A leftist will tell you that plastic is inorganic, but is that true? My own son brought this to my attention when we were reading a science book and it mentioned how plastic comes from petroleum, and petroleum comes from plant matter under the earth when it decays in an anaerobic environment. The rotted matter becomes what we know as hydrocarbons. So plastic comes from plants, he asked? The answer is yes. In 1920, Frederick Soddy wrote in his book Wealth, Virtual Wealth, and Debt, all requirements of pre-scientific men were met out of the solar energy of their own times. The food they ate, the clothes they wore, and the wood they burnt could be envisaged as regards the energy content which gives them use value as stores of sunlight. But in burning coal, one releases a store of sunshine that reached the Earth millions of years ago. Insofar as it can be used for the purposes of life, the scale of living may be to almost any necessary extent augmented. So when you burn that coal, you're actually using stored solar energy, an energy source that's renewable too. So long as plants die, we'll have coal and other petroleum products. Humans have a bad habit of thinking linearly. In reality, nature takes place in cycles, so we don't have a linear amount of oil that'll just run out. Plants die in a cycle, so it's self-renewing. The idea that there's some scarcity of this stuff is based on flawed linear thinking. The myth of diminishing oil is a lie of the peak oil scam. This con was dreamed up by people to create an impression of artificial scarcity to synthetically drive up oil prices. That's why they coined the term fossil fuels, to make the public erroneously believe that oil came from dinosaurs. Fletcher Prouty was chief of special operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Kennedy. Hear him talk about it here.
It's called fossil fuel for the minds of the public to feel that it is an asset that is running out, being depleted. We talk about depletion allowance, which is a lot of, you know. And actually, if you know the world's oil supply, you know that it is not going to run out for an awfully long time. It is the second most prevalent liquid on Earth. And we haven't begun to dig. Well, with all that background, you see, the people in charge of the petroleum business, for perfectly reasonable business things, like any other man in the business, wants to keep his price as high as he can get away with. And the way to do is just say, well, there's no more. We the last barrel is going to cost $1,000, and then it's all done.
Long story short, no, oil is not finite. And no, it's not running out. And yes, it is a form of solar energy, stored solar energy. Watch historian Joseph Tainter talk about the collapse of the Roman Empire as they went from living off of accumulated solar energy to living off of annual solar energy.
Now, the Roman Empire ran entirely on solar energy, on non-mechanized agriculture. And when the Romans would conquer a province, what they would do is they would seize much of the accumulated surpluses of past solar energy from the people they had conquered. Past solar energy would have been transformed into precious metals, works of art, and people. My colleague Tim Allen refers to this as the phase of loot and pillage. So they had a positive feedback system going. More conquests gave more wealth, which funded more conquests. The problem with loot and pillage, though, is that you can only do it once. Conquest phases don't last very long. They certainly don't last forever. Ultimately, any expanding empire runs out of profitable conquests. And so two very important things happened then. An imperial structure, a governmental structure and a military structure that had been built up on the income of conquest, of loot and plunder, suddenly, when expansion stopped, had to sustain itself on yearly solar energy production. So they went from living on accumulated solar energy to having to live on annual solar energy, which is a little like some of the things that we discuss in a transition from petroleum, which is accumulated solar energy, to a transition to living on wind and contemporary solar energy.
So what the political left is asking for is the collapse of Western civilization as we shift from living off of accumulated solar energy, like that provided by coal, to living off of annual solar energy, like that provided by solar cells or windmills. If we do end up having a collapse, it will be due to politicians refusing to issue permits and licenses for energy exploration. It will be death by politician, not death by planet Earth. It will be a self-inflicted wound. These are the same people who told you to save the whales and then complained about the petroleum that made saving the whales possible. The same people who told you to use plastic to save trees and then a few years later claimed that plastic was killing the environment. These are the same people who peddle contradictory messaging all the time, such as races don't exist, but white people are evil, or men can't have an opinion about abortion because they're not women, but men can be women. For those who don't know, this contradictory messaging technique in black propaganda is called the double bind technique. Gregory Bateson pioneered it in the 1940s, and it's designed to paralyze people. It's set up so that no matter what you do, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. An example of the double bind technique is like Hollywood saying, "That movie in the 1950s had no blacks. That proves that they're racist." Yet, if the film did have blacks, they'd say, "That movie portrayed blacks. Therefore, that proves that they're racist." So, if you have blacks, you're racist. If you don't have blacks, you're racist. See how that works? Likewise, if you save the whales by using coal, you're against the planet. Or if you use plastic to save trees, you're against the environment. They hope that you don't remember that just 2 weeks before they were telling you to use plastic to save the trees. It's why McDonald's containers switched over to styrofoam. No sooner than they were all styrofoam than activists demanded that they be made of paper again. Guess those trees no longer matter. Stop listening to these con artists. They lie, contradict themselves, and never rest. We capitulate and do exactly what they say, and 10 years later they tell us that their solution from the decade before is what is now killing the planet. Stop listening to them. This isn't about environmentalism. It's about control. And if you allow them to control you, no matter what you do, they'll tell you that you were wrong later on. Conservatives, get out of that abusive relationship with the gaslighter. Which brings us full circle, because these are people less interested in lamps lit by whale oil or kerosene, and far more interested in gaslight. Participants who used the New American magazine reported that they experienced 12% more muscle mass, 22% more smiles from attractive strangers, and a 72% reduction in cognitive decline. Check us out at thenewamerican.com.